This is WHCL signing on a touch late, but not too late for Radiola. We got a whole show for you. And here it is, Sweet Hot and Blue. Yeah, I'm a little blue, but I expect this music will cheer me up somewhat. Here we go.
Never thought that anyone in their right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave a note behind? Was that the human thing to do? Always thought that yours was such a heart of gold, but after I was sold on all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing to do? Now I'm not trying to patch things up, what's been done must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a pup the way you treated me. How could anybody be so darn unfair? You let me hang around till I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing to do? Forgiveness is divine, but all the sweet things that you may say can't mend this heart of
thank you.
Yes, it's radiola. Everything else might be off, but in event of the nuclear attack, radiola will still broadcast, and it will broadcast in much of the same fashion as it always has. Because that may be the last broadcast when I get the fallout of that one. This is Andy Senior, your wistful yet strangely hopeful host, feeling a little bit with a lightness in my step, yeah, a little bit like Judas Iscariot. I'll have to figure that one out later, but I'm doing as well as I can under the circumstances, and I'm doing a show tonight with a lot of hot jazz, some nice things like Lombardo to sort of mellow things down, and yet a strange note of retribution and regret, perhaps. I'll try to work that out. This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. I hope we got streamers. I'll check out in a few minutes. But we're going to continue after we tell you what we started with. We start with the Boswell Sisters. Was that the human thing to do? That's what my friends wonder. Then Big Spider Beck and his gang. Sorry. Well, that's my apology there. Mose Tapiero, the William Tell Overture. And that was from 1912, of course. That lovely sound recording technique. And Mose, of course, was the most amazing ocarina player who ever lived, and that nobody can deny. Continuing now with our hot weather quest of hot jazz and some other things, too. Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band. Adrian Rollini is in there. Chelsea Quealy, I think, also from the California Ramblers, but I believe they smuggled in this Bill Chalice arrangement. And this is 1928. This is before Whiteman recorded it. This was, well, I'm intimately connected with this topic. Medically, you might say. Sugar. Thank you.
pretend all the while. But since you went away, what's the use? I try to clown just to hide every frown, but my heart seems to say, what's the use? I believe dream that I dreamed just for you. How can they ever come true? I need you more now than ever before, but you've closed heaven's door, so what's the use?
More than satisfied. Well, I'm getting there. That was Larry Abbott and his orchestra from 1928. Seven? I must have wrote eight. Maybe I meant seven. Well, whenever that was from, that was a Fats Waller tune. Very interesting arrangement. That was from the big broadcast CD that Rich Kennedy put out, and that is available on Amazon. So type big broadcast into Amazon and see what you get. You'll find that, and it's a good CD. I got it through a membership drive, but you can buy them too. You can get them any way you want. He's coming out with another one, so hop on this one. You may not be able to get the other one. So get this one while you can. And the plug. Nice disc, though. I love it. And before that, Isham Jones, What's the Use? Indeed, What's the Use? 1930. And before that, Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band playing a fairly hot arrangement, later used with some success by Paul Whiteman. Dix was in that one, but this was the previous recording, probably used in the Gold Cut Band, of Sugar. And that was from 1928. I know that's from 1928. Now we proceed to more retribution, pain, rending of garments and wailing and all that happy stuff. Eddie counted his feet warmers, his foot warmers. Not leg warmers. They came in later. I'm Sorry I Made You Cry. 1928.
Thank you. Somebody says, oh, take a look at that baby. Somebody says, oh, why, how do you do? Somebody said, gee, but she's sure a wonderful baby. What beautiful eyes and hair and lips, too good to be true. Somebody says, well, she's a little bit silly. Somebody says, sure, nothing's up in her head. Now when they rave, I go tee-hee, because I know that she's in love with me. But what do I care what somebody says?
That was Johnny Miller's New Orleans Frolickers. Sharky Bonanno there on trumpet, and he sold it. Before that, Red McKenzie. McKenzie's Candy Kids. What do I care what somebody said? 1927. I've tried my whole life to live by that philosophy, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes words can hurt us, and I dare say they can do a lot more than that. And that was, I think, all the guys were on there having a good time, no doubt. But I'll give you a list upon request. Eddie Condon and his Foot Warmers, I'm Sorry I Made You Cry, 1928. And continuing with the theme of sorrow, retribution, running the flesh, all that all that wonderful stuff that shows us that we really care. It beats the heck out of a card, doesn't it? Josephine Baker. And that's something to apologize for itself. Her and Eddie Condon, I don't know. I think they could have chased Noriega out a little couple of minutes sooner. But I'm gonna play this because I gotta. What can I say after I say I'm sorry? 1926.
Hip, 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 hooray. In old King Tut, 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 Tut. what is there? 3,000 years ago, in history we know, King Tut came and ruled a mighty land. He ruled for many years, mid laughter, song and tears. He made a record that will always stand. They opened up his tomb the other day and jumped with glee. They learned a lot of ancient history. In old King Tut, 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 and Cayman's day, the dancers then in style would even make the old Sphinx smile. In old King Tut, 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 and Cayman's day, on the desert sand, old King Tut, his band played while maidens swayed, they danced. For old King Tut needs moonlight skies so warm. They wore such happy smiles and were in perfect form. They danced for him, both fat and thin. He didn't give a darn what shape they're in. In old King Tut, 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 King Tut is dead. Not run 1, 2, 3. Oh, what a march he'd be for old Mark Anthony. A real Egyptian well-dressed man wore nothing but a coat of tan. In old King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day.
Thank you.
Isabella Patricola. I think I had a case of that when I was in my teens. I got a little, goes along with a little strep throat. I don't know, but they have a cure for that now. Isabella Patricola, Somebody Loves Me from 1924. Her brother Tom on the piano. Before that, Sophie Tucker. Some 55 years before Steve Martin said he was buried in his jammies, she sang of Old King Tut. He wasn't that old. He was, you know, fairly young when he died. Toot on Cayman, she called him. I think he was a Cayman on his mother's side. But that was uncommon. A pronunciation, as any. 1923. Josephine Baker starting with a... You know, the record wasn't cracked, but occasionally her voice was. What can I say after I say I'm sorry? Indeed. 1926, and that was recorded in Paris with Parisian musicians, it sounds like. They're either that or drunken American ones. Now, to play something. I actually, on a message board, I said that I'd rather play a good Lombardo record than play lousy jazz. So I'm going to, after playing lousy jazz, I'm going to play a good Lombardo record. And the lousy jazz, of course, was the accompaniment to Josephine there. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians from 1931. Now That You're Gone. Thank you.
And you know what you would if he could bend the girl. Ought to fall if she's got a sentimental heart at all. She should take him in her arms and kiss him too. And you know that's the natural thing to do.
Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, Burt Lown and his orchestra with heartthrob Elmer Feldkamp on the vocal. Women used to throw their corsets up on stage. It was rather distressing. Elmer actually got winged by a piece of whalebone once. I think it required stitches. That was from... Boy, I'll tell you anything, won't I? it's not true. Of course not. he was a good singer, though. It was from 1931. Actually, I meant to play When I Take My Sugar to Tea, but that actually works out better. Ah, doesn't it, though? Horace Hite before that, and his Brigadiers. It's a natural thing to do. And that little sound like money that you heard being made was the money going into the till of the publishing company for that hit song. Very nice instrumentals on there. I rather like that. That was from 37 with the King Sisters. You've heard of the King Sisters. And starting with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Now That You're Gone, 1931. Guy Lombardo, he is really one I can apply an adjective that was popular about 10 years ago. People you were applying it to cars and toasters and colors of paint. Soulful. Guy's music is very soulful. There is a soulful quality to that, to Carmen's vocals. There's an earnestness in there that you can't fake. It's genuine and it's quite touching, and I have to appreciate it. He's not trying to show how smart he is, unlike your host tonight. I'm Andy Senior, by the way, if you can stand it, and this is Radiola, and I hope you can stand it. I'm enjoying it. This is WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Lovely summer evening, enjoying it. I'm here all by myself, flying solo. No company. It's okay. I'm having a good time. Just thinking about stuff. Wrestling with my soul. What there is of it. And now, to pick things up a notch, Joseph Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys from 1933. Stormy Weather.